With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hopes are being raised for a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israel's U.S. ambassador says a truce could be achieved in a matter of days, although at this point there are still some key issues to be resolved. Record holiday travel expected as Americans head out for Thanksgiving. AAA expects 80 million people to travel at least 50 miles from home. But the weather could complicate things in the east and the west.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the East Coast, with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain, and then there's going to be some potential for snow.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump has filled his cabinet, choosing those he'd like to have on his team. Among Mr. Trump's nominees,
over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term. Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as border czar, and Stephen Miller for deputy chief of policy.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says now attention will turn to the Senate confirmation hearings. As is often the case, some of the cabinet nominees are controversial. They could have a challenging time winning approval in the Senate. That raises the possibility of recess appointments to get those nominees on board. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is trading about 460 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 186 and the S&P 48 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans prepare for Thanksgiving.
We've come a long way from that first celebration in 1621 when the pilgrims gathered to thank God for enough food to last the winter. But there will be similarities. According to the Pew Research Center, 91% of Americans will mark the holiday this week, and 74% will be doing so with family, friends, and other people. 65% of us will say grace or some other kind of prayer at our Thanksgiving gathering, and a few even plan to attend church services on that day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Just 1 week before the election, Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians, whose church has ancient roots in Egypt. He saluted their steadfast faith in God, perseverance through centuries of persecution, and love for this great country. SRN News. We are learning more about the September fire at the BioLab chemical plant near Atlanta.
Federal authorities have released an update saying the fires produce a toxic chemical cloud that forced nearby residents to shelter in place. Fires at the facility in Conyers sent a huge plume of orange and black smoke into the sky. U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board has released an update that lays out a timeline of events beginning when an employee heard a popping sound and tried unsuccessfully to isolate the reacting product. Jason Walker reporting.
A judge may decide today whether new evidence warrants a re-examination of the convictions of Eric and Lyle Menendez in the murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home more than 30 years ago. They were sentenced to life without parole, a crime that prosecutors say was motivated by money. More details, SRNNews.com.